Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a COVID-19 update. Where are we in New York State?
Well, the seven-day rate has gone up, seven-day test positivity rate, I should say, has gone down. It's now hovering around 5% as of Sunday, according to Governor Cuomo's office. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York said that with more recent data, however, the number is spiking up in some areas of the city. So again, it's vigilance, and folks are urging people to remember personal behavior at this point and doing what you can to stop the spread. Meanwhile, we're seeing a number of vaccination centers being shut down because of lack of supply. And folks, not only in New York, but around the country have been warning about this, that supply hasn't kept up with demand. New York did get a new shipment in of more than 600,000 doses on Sunday. That's about a week's worth of supply, and we're supposed to get more during the middle of the week. Meanwhile, there's a rising demand for the government to provide more racial and ethnic data of who has been receiving the vaccine so far.
From there, let's talk a little bit about the recently released budget proposal. There are some potential flashpoints here that will require negotiation.
That's right. The governor unveiled his budget last week. They're supposed to reach an agreement by April 1. You know, school aid is always the big flashpoint of any budget negotiation because, you know, how much you send to schools and where is always a key for state legislators. But there's some other ones out there, rattling off a few here. It's terms and conditions for legalizing marijuana and also online sports betting. But more so the millionaire's tax and what rate to set it at what incomes. There's real differences there between the governor and a more progressive state legislature. There's also what to do with local government aid and whether to cut aid to local governments and what to do with their sales taxes. Higher ed, the governor wants to reinstitute a round of automatic $200 tuition hikes at SUNY. He also wants to cut aid to community colleges. And he wants to put in a $1 convenience fee on every online DMV transaction.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.